Manx Radio's 2016 election coverage.
Well, our candidate this morning is John McBride, the 63-year-old former Manx Grand Prix and TT competitor and businessman, is standing in Douglas East. He is single and was born, raised and lives in the constituency. He is currently the chairman of the Manx Grand Prix Riders Association and of the First Douglas Scout Group. He stood in the Douglas East by-election last year and finished sixth of the seven candidates with 90 votes. John McBride, good morning.
Good morning.
You were well beaten in the contest last year. What gives you hope it will be a different result this time around?
Well, I think it was a bit of a lottery last time, Tim. I think we only had 800 people turn out to vote out of a possible 2,900. And at that time, I was recovering from an operation. I was unable to wander about because I was hobbling on crutches. So I didn't actually get to see as many constituents as I would have liked to have done. But that'll be rectified this year, so...
Any candidate in Douglas East is going to be asked about the promenade. Are you for the Rolls-Royce refurbishment, or you just say, well, let's just get some tarmac down and lessen its bumpiness?
Well, we've got to do something, and I think somewhere in the middle is probably the answer. We've got to get something done. Douglas East is the gateway to the island, and the island's fortunes are reflected in the state of Douglas East. Apart from the actual roadway, we have all sorts of building sites on the promenade, which really just don't do the island justice. And if we're going to move forward, we've got to actually look at the face that we portray to the rest of the world. I mean, if you were going to relocate your business to the island, how would you feel if you had a lot of money burning a hole in your pocket to invest and you took a drive down Douglas Promenade? You'd feel, well, what am I bothering for? What am I bothering? If they can't be bothered about their own front room.
On a national level, what's your biggest priority?
It's the economy is the biggest priority, because without having the economy right and money coming in, we can't afford all of the services which we need to offer.
And you've made great play in your notes that you've sent to us about achieving economic diversity and growth. How?
Well, I think that through basically starting with the promenade, which is the first step, we need to start developing our tourism offer, because if we can make the place suitable for tourists, we suddenly make the place suitable for people to live in. And if it's nice to live here, people will come here and they will invest in the place. That's the first thing. And then, of course, diversity. I think Brexit is probably a big opportunity to us. I think we can go a long way with light manufacturing. We can go a lot further with it, especially high value and small articles being manufactured on the island. I think we've got a good offer there, and we've got a good workforce.
You've mentioned the national basic income. You refer to that quite a bit. How will that work here?
Well, it's how will it work anywhere, I think, is the big question. There's a lot of trials going on at the moment in Canada and the United States, because I think it's something which is going to happen. And I think it's one thing that if we can watch what's happening and really act quickly, I think we could probably make our employment offer on the island very, very good. And I think that if we had people being offered, I don't know, I mean, I don't even know what the basic income would be, but say if it was £200 a week, that would then be taken back from people who don't need it through the tax system. But it would be a stopgap, because the whole employment landscape has changed.
Just briefly, yeah. Are you a team player? And what's the biggest skill from outside the political arena that you'll bring to the Keys, if elected?
The biggest skill? I think it's more of a business approach, a business-like approach.
And are you a team player?
Of course I'm a team player, yes.
So you wouldn't be just a shouter from the backbenches?
No, not at all. I think that the island needs people who will work together. And we'll have a vision. And I think that the population need to vote for people who have a vision and who will carry that vision forward.
John McBride, thank you for joining us this morning.
Keep up to date with the latest House of Keys General Election 2016 coverage on manxradio.com.